Brian Sexton with senior writer John Osher with the stories we'll be covering today and the rest of the week leading up to the Jaguars-Titans game on Sunday. And the first is Blake Bortles and his rookie ensemble, right? We've made a lot of this the last couple of days. Is it fair to expect progress week to week, or do we just have to be patient all season long?
Well, it's fair to hope for it, and it's fair to expect it over the course of the season. You're talking seven rookies starting on Sunday, six on offense. If Storm Johnson starts playing more, you might have seven at any one time. Luke Jokel's young. So you're going to see the hiccups. You're going to see things like Blake Bortles not being able to quite communicate in that detailed way you need for a successful play. It's going to happen, but by the end of the season and over the course of 3-4 week periods, you do expect progress from that bunch, and I think you'll see it.
Whether he's ready to play or not, Storm Johnson gives us a great headline. Storm Warning. Does he get into the lineup more this week, and does he make a difference?
Well, I think he's going to get into the lineup because I think they want to see if what you saw in 4 or 5 plays the other day is real. There was no hesitancy from him. He put his foot in the ground. He went after the hole hard. So you want to see if that's real. And as the season goes on, you're 0-5. So you want to see if some of these things that you've seen flashes of in practice can be extended production and how it fits into your future.
And finally, the Jaguars have faced 3 elite quarterbacks in the last 3 weeks. And in the first 5 weeks, they've also faced a quarterback in Nick Foles that was the Pro Bowl MVP last year and led the league with 119.2 passer rating. So the question is this, with Charlie Whitehurst and Brian Hoyer and whoever's the quarterback in Miami in the coming weeks, do the Jaguars have a greater margin for error? Is there a better opportunity for them to win?
It certainly gives you more of a chance because now you're facing guys who are clearly good players. Whitehurst had some good plays last week. But you're facing guys who aren't necessarily going to make every mistake you make turn into 7 points. Phillip Rivers, the guys they've been playing, are guys who anytime they see a hole in the defense, anytime they see one coverage slip, can go for 6. These guys, you would think, aren't going to be able to take advantage of your mistakes quite the way the other guys. And in the NFL, that gives you a chance to win.
All right, those are your midweek, mid-morning headlines. Much more to come on Jaguars.com. Stay tuned.